yet.
Oh, yeah, I apologize. I should have brought it in today.
Okay, as long as you have it.
Rabbi Spivak didn't do it in the end. I did it on my own tape recorder, so... I was having trouble with the tape library not doing it. They weren't open, they weren't this, and I don't know exactly. Rabbi Harari wanted his tape back, so I went and got it from Spivak again.
Okay, there's many copies as you need. Okay. I want to talk about a fairly common shaila about the Nisena Harabim, and that's the case of people, particularly, no difference, either the Baal or the Isha. They're born, and the case of the male, he has a bris, and he gets a Shem Kodesh, a Shem Arisa, and then he goes off into the wild blue yonder, and we now see him at a get. Now the problem is, do you write that Shem Arisa, or don't you write the Shem Arisa? The same thing with regard to a girl who was given the name in Shul, Mishaberach, or what have you, and that's even worse for other reasons. We'll talk about it later. If we come back to everything else, I don't think that the Shailas are all B'chod HaMachs and Masino, but we'll deal with the basic problem and then the ramifications. I'm not even talking about what is even worse Bavim Nisena Harabim. I shouldn't say Bavim Nisena Harabim, Sasha Dora. You have a girl who didn't have a Shem Arisa, didn't have a Shem Kodesh, the parents never made a Mishaberach, and now she suddenly goes to Talmud Torah day school, and her name is Sharon, and the nice teacher thinks there's some kind of frumkeit to have a Hebrew name, so she tells her you can't have a name Sharon, you got to have a Shem Kodesh, so you're now Sora. So for the next couple of years, she's Sora, and then she leaves school, and her name is, she even can be a Shemeres Mitzvah, but nobody knows the name Sora, her name is Sharon, and now suddenly, the Shalom comes with a Ksuba. That's my Sibachol Yoyim. What are you going to write in this Ksuba? But we will assume that we're dealing with some recidivism. She doesn't have a Ksuba. No, she had a nice name in day school, Sora, but afterwards, who knows what happened to her? And there's no Ksuba, and now suddenly we come to a get, and she tells you yet that she's got a Shem Kodesh, Sora. I mean, I've learned already for Ksubas, forget about anything else, for Gitna, I think it's a Dover Poshet. When a person tells you, you ask them what's your Hebrew name, you say what's your Hebrew name, the second question has to be, and how do you know that's your Hebrew name? When did it become your Hebrew name? Now, just because they say, I have a Hebrew name, I'm not sure that Yotzon Yidei Viseinu, what's going on here? Where did it come from? The second one I'm not even talking about, because that's too complicated. That's not a Shem Arisa. It's a Shem Kodesh, but not a Shem Arisa. It came afterwards, and now is it Nishtakach or is it not Nishtakach? My problem is whether a Shem Arisa, which is not used by anybody in our, I shouldn't say, in those circles, it's not used by anybody. It's used for the bris, for the mishaberach, for the bar mitzvah when he gets an aliyah, and then in the ksuba, and now finally for the get. It's ma'isim b'chol yom. You have people out there who have used the Shem Kodesh exactly three times in their lives before the get. At the bris, at the bar mitzvah, halavai, in the ksuba, and now this is the fourth time. Is this called nishtakach or is it not called nishtakach? There are people out there, and for lack of any other way of distinguishing them, I'll call them the chassidishe. The chassidishe are quick to call this nishtakach, and they don't write the Shem Kodesh, they write the Shem Laz and Gamar, no, that's it, nothing more. The so-called non-chassidishe, they call them the litvishe, but being seen wasn't the litvak. But the non-chassidishe and the sadrim write this without any problem. They write the Shem Kodesh, and they would probably write the Shem Kodesh even if there wasn't a bar mitzvah, and we'll talk about later. There's no bar mitzvah, no ksuba, is that any different, or is it only in those cases? That's basically, no, the shaila. So, I mean, what the halach is, I think, I don't have to say. I mean, you know, since I characterized the two tzadim, I gave myself away. So now the problem.
You didn't mention
Chotes doesn't mention Bar Mitzvah, it doesn't mention Ksuba. Absolutely. Shem Arisa it does. So now we want to know whether Shem Arisa is Nishtakach or the Shem Arisa is not Nishtakach. So now we have to begin with what we have in Siman Kuf Chotes. Let's see how it works. The, you know, what the Maskona is, you know. The question is, how do we get to the Maskona? So let's begin with the Shmuel Sifkoten Lamed Zayin. The Beis Shmuel in Kuf Chof Tes, Sif Koten Lamed Zayin, says the Beis Shmuel, here we're dealing with the, it's on page Lamed, about a third of the way down. He begins we're dealing with a shinui in the Shem. He says that in Nishtanish Shmei Nishtaka Shem Rishon Kosa Beishesef that he tain Shnei Gitin a strange Beishesef. There's a shinui and the shinui Hashem, not our cases. The person who's Mishana and the first one is Nishtaka, so Beishesef says Yesh Litein Shnei Gitin. And the Mordechai Shuv Ashkenazis Kosel in Lagarish Elo B'Shem Hasheni, not two Gitin. The first one is Nishtake, and you need to get only with Shem Hasheni. Then the Kosel of Halavu V'Cheniker. So he's Machriya. You don't need two Gitin. One's enough. Hashem is Nishtake. You don't have to mention altogether. You only need the second one. The Kosel of Halavu in Kosel of Shem Nishtake is Kosel Afalpi. Shuhoyo Shem Harishin, even though it was the Shem Harishin, but if it's Nishtake, it's Bosel, and it's because of this Shmuel, this Daza Elam. They're always, I mean, the Bishuson, what are these people worried about out there? They're worried that if this Shem Aris is Nishtake, and you write it, so the Levush is telling you, Allah Hapsuch, it's Bosel. When in doubt, don't write the Shem. Kosav Chanichai v'Chanichasai is kosher. Who needs our additional Shemis? Write the Shem Laz. It's no worse than the Shem Chanicha. And you don't have to be machnish yourself into Sveikis altogether. So, the first Shaila is, how do you define Nishtaka? Because until we know what Nishtaka means, we don't know what the shailos are. Now that, if you'll have a sotik nishtake, it might be the better part of valor not to write the name. But first, let's define what is nishtake. So we have, first of all, a michtav me'eliyohu, who is quoted bikitzur in the Tzitzkei Tshuva, and he says, what is nishtaka? Kol shenishtake bikriya. Av shloi nishtake biyidiyya havi nishtake. So we look at this Baal HaMakarish, for example. He knows what his Hebrew name is, but nobody ever calls him by his Hebrew name. So that's Nishtaka from Kriya, even though it's not Nishtaka Yediyah. Nobody calls him by that name. So when Elcho Nishtaka Gdel Mizu, according to the Michtam Eliyahu, or Luchura, that's what the Michtam Eliyahu means. Now, one little point in Michtam Eliyahu. I'm not sure that Nishtaka Bikriya, even though it's not Nishtaka in Yediyah, is possible if you write it together with another name. If it's Nishtaka Bikriya, even though it's Nishtaka from Yediyah, and you'll use that name alone, I can understand. Hey, since that's not the Shem HaKriya, and you put it into the get, nothing else, so people don't realize who it is, whatever. So that alone is not enough. But if you have two Shemis, and everybody knows the second name, so they didn't know his alias is also known as. Also known as doesn't mean that everybody knows him as. Who says that that's a Shinu Hashem de Chepasol? So there was once a Shem, it's not a Sheker. It was a Shem and Arisa, it's a Shem Hayidia, it's not a Shem Akriya. I'm not sure that the Micha Meyo says that's possible in the first place. Number two, I'm also not quite certain why it should be Tolui in Nishtaka from Kriya, even though it's not Nishtaka from Yediyah. What difference does it make whether you call him by the name or you don't call him by the name? A name it is. It was Hashem. And what's the basic reason why Nishtaka is Bosel? Because people will say, it's somebody else. This isn't your name. It's not this isn't the Megarish. But if everybody knows that's who he is and that's his name, what difference does it make whether I call him that name or I don't call him that name? There are people who go through life and they are never called by their name at all. But it's not a joke. There's a nice, I think it's a Divrei Chaim, I don't know who it was. They were chupeshish that the challah's name shouldn't be the same name as the shvigir's name, the mother-in-law, and they were matzia ashidach, and they were ready to be gamer, and they suddenly discovered that the names were the same. So I think it was the Divrei Chaim. He asked his mechutin in Yiddish, un vi ruftminir, what do people call her? And he said, they call her Evanson. He said, no problem. the people, the Rebbetzin, who called her by her name? Nobody called her by her name. He called her Hernodi, I suppose. But everyone knew what her name was, only nobody called her by the name. The children called her Mama, and he called her D, or whatever he called her, sweetheart. What? I understand, right? That's what I mean. That's made up, though. There are people, Rabbanim, who calls a Rav by his name? There's also another story they say, Yitzchokon was Rav in Kovner, and that there's somebody, Balabos, came from who knows where. He learned with him together in the Cheder, and he walked into to Lipschitz, Yankee Lipschitz, and he said, Echera Yitzchokoni, Rav in Kovner, mein alter Chaver Yitzchokoni. He looked at him, Yitzchokoni gestorben, he's talking Yitzchokoni, the Kovner Rav. There's no Yitzchokon anymore. He's the Kovner Rav. Call him the Rav, the Rav. The name doesn't exist. If people don't know what his name is, of course people know what his name is. But a Rav wasn't called, and who called him by his name? What, an old Chaver from Cheder might show up. But he moved out to another town, so of course it was Nishtake from Kriya. Nobody called him by his name. He can write again. He can write again because you give him an Elias. And the Rebbetzin. Rebbetzin, you're in trouble. She's already in the shtake from Korea.
Maybe the Mr. Melia only met with no one else. He knew his name. Maybe after he was living to that
kind. I don't think so. Huh? He seems to say that it was there. People knew. Only was nishtake. It's not the Mashmayas. I don't know. It's
very shrewd.
It's very shrewd.
Unless he meant that case, but I'm trying to limit him a little.
I don't think so. But all right. Look, whatever. In terms of nishtake, he seems to think that everything is totally in the Kriya rather in the Yediyah. So again, we're dealing with Nishtaka in Kriya, not Nishtaka in Yediyah, and that gives us a problem with all of these cases. Well, for it's a problem. So number one, if we have to define Nishtaka, you also have to look at the Veishmuel and the Shameless Noshim Ois Beis. We'll start with the Beis Shmuel in the back of Kuf Koftes Eis Beis. Shameless Noshim. It's Lamed Hey. It starts on the page before, but see Lamed Hey on the top. He says, I'm going about 6 lines, no, it's about 12 lines down. The line begins, Im Yidua Shemari Sachane Miriam Sora Rochel Vakakach Nekreis Befi HaKoel Chanulin Mirus Seralin Serachin Rechlin. These are all nicknames for each of the Shemais Kodesh that he gave before. Yichted Lachatchil Chane the Miskarya Chanulin, Miriam the Miskarya Merush Bechein Kulom. So he says that you write the Shem Arisa, even though she's Nikra B'Shem Kol with this nickname. First you write the Shem Arisa, and then Hamachune. And then skipping down another 4 lines, B'Shemus Elu, Ein chiluk beinim nishtaka shem rishon eloi nishtaka. Makes no difference whether the shem rishon is nishtaka, shem rishon is not nishtaka. You write the shem arisa. V'loi domi l'shar shem istakaimol nishtaka shem rishon and kaisim shem nishtaka. Shine hoche kiven is probably with a dalid. Dibetoich shem hasheni. Nichlal shem horishain. Loi nikro shu shem shenishtake. Vikinuyov moire o shem horishain. Every time you say rochale or rochi in the modern English, it's your the old shem, even though it's not Korean mamish. But whether you write or you don't write. That's precisely what he's saying. He's saying that the Shem Ivri, even if it's Nishtake, isn't Nishtake. Because this new name, it's like the old name is Chizav in the air every time you use the new name. I'm calling you Rochale because your name was Rochel. Of course I'm not calling you Rochale, but every time I say Rochale, or I hear Rochale, so Yede Dover, no, her name must be Rochel, it's Chizav in the air.
Yeah.
Because Leib comes from Yehud, and so on. So what? Yeah.
Even that the Machaber says that.
But he doesn't.
Has the.
Yeah, but he doesn't say that the first was Nishtake.
So what are the same story could be applied to Nishtake.
But this is much more than Machaber saying there. There the Shailas, do I have to write all the Shemes? And if it's Yetze and Nus, I don't have to write it because it's like a Perish on the first. I already wrote it. But you wonder why I have to write Rochelein altogether. Why not just write Rochel and not Rochelein?
Right.
Oh, that's a separate shayla. But he's saying that you're writing Rochelein and not writing Rochel. You're writing Rochel because the Rochel is not Mishtake. If you write Rochelein alone, will it be good enough? It's a talking is good enough. His problem is, well, the first one's called Mishtake.
Right.
So he says it's not Mishtake because it's the Seir Al Yidei the second. Fine. Okay. Then comes that's the Beit Shmuel. Comes the Piskei Tshuva. It's on the bottom of the page before, and the Piskei Tshuva says, "Ayin b'pritru ish shishmo Malia v'kosa shom shafilim hu gadlo neshor shem arisa malka or shem kodesh the shem arisa was malka, and they gave her the name Malia." It's the last paragraph on page before. On page Piskei Tshuva. Ain't Sorek Lahaskir Shem Malka beget Klau. And so what's the difference between Malya and Malka, Malya and Rochel, Rochelein? It's the same thing. Says the Piskei Tshuva, the name of the Pritua, don't write the first one. May Acheshenishtake. No, it's bad. Leave it out Petavke. Because the first one is Mishtake. So he's not asking why do I have to write both? Their Shilos are on the B'dievet. Is it going to be kosher if you wrote this name? And why should it not be kosher? What should the psul be? It's a shame which is nishtake, says the pritvua. Not only aren't you mechuyev to write it, but if you do, it's possible. As the Piskei Tshuva, the abal gabshe kosher of abishmu b'shem, wherever this was, shar sforim probably, who b'shem is eilin chiluk bein nishtake, devar of temuin, shenire, shumatharish, nishtake, what does nishtake mean? Shenekar v'nevat l'gamrei ein zecher lomoy. He all starts with a jastro definition of what is nishtake. Now, I it seems to me that the word nishtake means sunken, angesunken in Yiddish. That's a shame. It's swallowed up. Now, why is nishtake posel in the get? Because it's swallowed up. I think this is the perush. That what you know, you're not looking for the dictionary definition of the word. The dictionary definition of the word isn't going to be not the Beis Yosef and not the Brit Hulot, but the dictionary definition is ambiguous. We have to know what does it mean. It can mean either it's swallowed up because it's nekar v'nevad legamrei ein zecher lomoy. It's extinguished. The shem is nishtake. It's swallowed to the point of extinction. Vein hadover kein, says the Piskei Tshuva. That's not what nishtaka means. It doesn't mean that there's no zecher or sheris. Shetevas nishtaka shor shei shoka. Of course, shokua. And what does that mean? Vein yonai hu rak shlilas hablita vapirsum. Like shkias and blitas in an esri. You can't, it's not, doesn't stick up and you can't see it. It's not public. It doesn't mean it's non-public, but it doesn't mean that it's been totally destroyed. Lagamre kamoi brings the pasuk. Kol chetishoch abovel, obloshin chazal avonim sheshikon v'binyan. An even that gets swallowed up in a building isn't nevad lagamre. You just don't see it on the outside, but it's there. The masvor atzmo. He says he gave you an explanation. He says that every time you mention the second one, you know the first. He's telling you that's why you have to write Rochel, the Miskaya Rochline. So what's the point? But if the first one is included in the second, then what do you have to write the first one for? That was the point that you were making, that it's superfluous. It's like Leon and Yehuda, whatever. It's superfluous to write the two names. So, Heich Yalu, that's not this person, says he... Then he comes to Malia and Malki. He thinks that that's not just a kinui or a shem gaguim, but it's really nishtaka shem Malka, and whatever. That's later. And he says again that al korchoi, that the word here, the word nishtaka, we're dealing with. What does it mean? Does it mean nekar legamre? Or does it mean only that it's not mefursim? And he now proceeds to argue afterwards that al korcho chay nishtake einish lilo sablifa pusum elish nishtake legamri da filu ein afilu miyut ein zeichrin oisoi, and etc. etc. So we have here a kind of a machlokes, the Pesachei Teshuva and the Beis Shmuel, with regard to how you define this concept of nishtake. Then, at the very end, he says that, and why do you think we're writing all of these shemes? It's not because of these people out there who know one name and don't know the other name and they'll think it's not this Megarish. That's not why we write them all together. The reason is different. Rav Shechishish B'Sel Das Rambam. Dolimach Shebechanicho Shako Kerim B'Rak B'Dievet Avala Hatkil Tzach Lichta Iker Hashem Bain the Sirulik Kivin the Bina Lichta Beget Shmo Yishmo Hashem Kimi Shenitin Leib Etzem Uvrishaino. You have to write the real name. I feel like Lishaik Toishem Reinazu. Kinshita Hanicha Kokurim, but Hakil Sohito Iker Hashem. So he's Chaylik Bishtaim, he's Chaylik on his definition of Nishtake, and he also says the reason that we write all of these names isn't because we're afraid that somebody won't realize who the Megarish is, they'll think it's somebody else. But the real reason that we're doing all of this is to be choshev shitas Rambam that chanicho is kosher only b'dieved, and lachatilu you have to write the iker hashem. So that's the Beis Shmuel and the Pesachei Teshuva with regard to this concept of nishtaka. Now, so we have here, first of all, what's a machlokes in how do you define the term nishtakach? Is it nishtakach legamrei, or is it just nishtakach so it shouldn't be mefursom? And you have a michtav Eliyahu that all of this is only nishtakach from Kriya, and nishtakach from Yediyah. It's the fact that it's not nishtakach from Yediyah doesn't make any difference. We're only talking about Mekriya. And nishtaka from Kriya, is it nishtaka legamre from Kriya, or is it only nishtaka a little bit from the Kriya, so it's not in the first of the way it was before? So in our case, the person who had a name once upon a time but hasn't used it, the maybe a little bit better from nishtaka Mekriya, because sof kol sof it was used, or was supposed to be used on some occasions. It was nishtaka from Kriya legamre. It was nishtaka from Kriya, but the bar mitzvah and the ksuba, they read it. They read the ksuba. So it was a shem ha-kriya also. So what are we talking about here? And then there's one other point that I want to mention because it's negeya also in rather strange ways. And I think that the Hesber emerges from all of this. And that is Rav Henkin, his calling in Seamus, Rav Henkin makes a point of saying that although you write Avraham the Miskri, Albert, but Avraham the Miskri, Abraham, that you don't write. That is a Dover portion. Why not? It's the same, you know, he says, why not? Because it's the same Shem. It's the Shem Shem with a different Havor. He calls it the Havor we spoke about last time. You know, the Havor, the Svarbi, Yosham. That's a different pronunciation. But then he adds, the Yesh Svor Eloima, you know, Sifrana Svor. You know, you used to speak that way all the time, without Mara Makinus. Sifrana Svor, which means that there's Shitas out there. That even if it wasn't the Shem Arisa, his name was Abraham, he never had a bris, or they never gave him a name at the bris, you can write Avraham, you're not mechuyev to write Abraham. So that he adds. And what? Why? Maybe we'll get to later. But the basic point that he makes, that if a person has a name Avraham that was a Shem Arisa, and nobody calls him Avraham, but everybody calls him Abraham, that clearly, I think everybody would write Avraham, wouldn't call Avraham Nishdaka, because I'm not Mechuyev to write the Kinui in the first place. This is the same word, only different, the Mifta, because Shinui in the Avore, so writing Avraham, that's sufficient, just like I don't write Avraham, the Miskri, Abraham, when he didn't use the name Avraham, he only used the words Abraham, Lahuri, even they would write Avraham and not write Abraham. Lahuri, that should be a double portion. That shouldn't even be part of the Shaila. So, but the problem is, you know, the other point that Rav Henkin makes with regard to a person who never had a Shem Kodesh, why you can write Avraham and not Abraham. We'll come back to that later. Now, the case that, you know, once we have how we define Nishtaka, or the different shitas and how you define Nishtaka, Nishtaka Kriya, Nishtaka Yediyah, Nishtaka Lagamri, not Nishtaka Lagamri, the earliest achron that I'm aware of that speaks about this Shaila Mamish, the Shaila of somebody who had a Shem Kodesh, a Shem Arisa, and didn't use it afterwards, how do you write it, is the Tzam Sofer. And believe it or not, the Tzam Sofer is like all the literature. He says, you write the Shem Arisa. And the whole tshuva in the Tzam Sofer is to convince people that you have to write the Shem Laz also. To him, now that he was, and if you read it, it's clear he's trying to convince people that you have to be masked of the Shem Laz. And why, we'll see in a second, why he had to convince. We're dealing here with, huh? It's Chelik Beis Avnezer Simin Lamed Ches. It's a short tshuva, and there's very little in it. It's a short tshuva. The tshuva begins, Nidain Isho Sheshmo Merisa Levi'o Lamed Beis Yud Aleph. I presume it's in the cave of Levi, a lioness. Okay, we don't have such names. That's a Shem Kodesh. No question, Shem Kodesh. And he just calls it Shem Tanachim, not Tanachim Zohar. Lamid Beis Yud Aleph Hey Levia, that's her name, no? Levia, good, fine name. Umachmas Shedarkum Derech Ikeish Lishan Hashem Harisa Lishem Goyim Alkein Nikreis Bifikol Vigam Chesemes Atzmo Lamid Ayin Nun. And here comes with a shrechel, an apostrophe. I think it's a toyus at least, because later he spells it twice, Lamed Ayin Nun Yud, and I found others who quoted Lamed Ayin Nun Yud. I don't know Hungarian, so I don't know. Lenny. Yeah, I don't know such a Shem Laz Lenny. I presume it was Hungarian Shem Laz. So she called herself Lenny. I presume that's, or if it's a Strachel, it's Len Yet. So it would have been like a Yud Aleph there, or Yud Hey. But whatever, it's certainly not Levio. She has a Shem Laz that she's using. You know, his name is Avraham, he's calling himself Albert, or Sarah, and she's calling herself Sharon. And that's how everybody calls her. Nobody knows the Shem Arisa anymore, and she signs that way. Whatever. I don't know what he's talking about, the Shark Sovim. So he says, he brings a posik, Levi'oi, and now it's Levi'oh, so he says, it's Hashem Tredish. Alken yeshlech lichtoi, Levi'oh hamachune leni. He writes hamachune. Good. Not the mystery. I call it hamachune, right? It's Levi'oh hamachune. It's not, it's also called the mystery goals of the kino. Uporshit yeser, mideyo bekutche, Vitzorech lahaskir Hashem shehirgilo atzmo b'fika. Now he has to be madgish. Poshik kibay b'kuchli is because the shoyel it wasn't so poshik kibay b'kuchli. That you have to be maskir the shem shehirgilo atzmo, and since it's the shem las not the shem kodesh it's samachune. The efsher imraknis gershem leni kosher. The term is efsher. I'm purposely reading the words the Efsher, because he wasn't so sure, apparently, that writing the Shem Laz, the Chanich, is good enough. He says, what's his Efsher? I would have said, that's Porsche Kibbeh Bekuchse. Porsche Kibbeh Bekuchse, that this is a Chanich, at least with the evidence kosher. But he's not so sure a Shem Laz can be a Chanich. That's what his little Efsher is. That he thinks the Shem Laz might just possible in the get, not to mention the Shem Laz at all. That's why he's writing the whole tshuva. He's being matir to be masked the Shem Laz. We'll see why in a second. Al Hashem Levi Levad is possible. Right? This is Nilin Lamok. Al Vazu Shishmo Meriso Shem Yisrael. Ubishot Nefesh Ein Aretzis Leikori B'Shem Yisrael Kelistamis Lanochriyes. They Nedim La Now. Mikol mokim gam l'derabenu tam ein nedeima shekosav dechol lilo lahaskir shem goyus b'kedas meishav Yisrael. And that's undoubtedly bein hashitim. That's the svara of those who don't want to write this name and think it's possible. And he's saying korit. He thinks that to him, if you would write it alone, it's also kosher. But that's because they're worried about Rabbeinu Tam b'chatz n'lahaskir shem goyus b'get. And he thinks that they think that it's going to possible. Haynu oisa shem shniskabed by behemir dosibay avozu afapi sheivso b'ameh shetishan ishmo mikol mokim b'yitzio Hashem hazeh midas meishav Yisrael. Therefore, keneged the chelkim, he thinks it's okay, you can be masked with Hashem. And maybe even if you were alone, but the evidence would be kosher without Hashem alone. But it's clear that he's trying to be lahitzi midas, those who think that any Shem goyus that you write in the get is going to passel, which is, you have to understand where they're coming from. They don't want to be masked with Hashem. They'll do anything not to be masked with Hashem. So if you want to call it nishtake, whatever, don't be masked with Hashem goyus. That's what the Chassam Sefer is saying, no. Huh? She was Baba Nisein the Horabi. The girl. That's what he calls Baba Nisein the Horabi. No? Well, the Hungarians and the Germans, the Americans, till the last 20 years, 15 years, whatever. Right? They all had Seamus Laz. Reb Meisha Zachrein Lavrota. Moses. He signed his name in English, Moses Feinstein. I don't know what he signed in Russia. I presume in Russia he had a Russian equivalent. But they signed with the Shem Laz. I don't know. The next chelik of the tshuva is to explain the Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, which itself is problematic. Because the ones that he's writing against, and it's clear he's writing against people, they were basing themselves on Rabbeinu Tam. That's also to be maskir the Shem Akum in the get. It says v'dinu shor Rabbeinu Tam gufei tzorch svor lahasbir me'ayin loy v'pshitzes tacholil lahasker Shem goyis b'gedas meishav Yisrael v'mabekach v'chi get kedushi yesh boy. Why can't be maskir Shem Akum in the get v'ki v'shishmeikach v'izeh Aidei ze Hashem yemukha mitoichim yomegarish ma'al Hashem umar loy Hashem yadus ubechidush l'masech digitin kosafti tzatz hazbore. It's going to explain Rabbeinu Tam. Listen to his explanation. I have three different sheets in Rabbeinu Tam. The first is the Chassam Sofer. Deroiv mumrim eino megarshin leretzainam mamish. Elo bal korcham. A mumr doesn't want to be megarish, you have to force him. So he'd be megarish bal korcham. She'aimrim reitzani. The his beharambam, who quotes this classic Rambam, Hilchos Gerushin, don't tell him, machlis yisurim. The hechrach nichvach yitzrei. V'chayz l'mekeirei she'reitze b'das Yehudis. Val smach zeh on misabrin get meusa kedin v'im kein gam gabi mumer tzorch lemer hochi dal kolponim berega hagerushin hu chayzer litamusa lefi shah kolponim v'im kein boisa shah hu enu chofes boisa Hashem shen isnaker boi v'im kais v'noisa Hashem beget on the seisri matzmeinu. If you wrote the Shem Mumma, the Shem Akum in the get, it would be possible because Mimadashah. If he's, you know, written single as an for Shemayim, doesn't want his name altogether, it's not his name. What he's giving together, it's not his name, that's not him, it's somebody else. Later, he's causal with Surah. So he's saying that's the whole Pshat and Rabbein, not because it's a Shem Akum, but because he's a Mumma. And the only reason the Mumma gives the get is because you're great for him. And at that time point, it's not a mumer anymore, so it's not his name, it's a Shinri Hashem, that's where he fossils.
Why can't you say simple Shem
Wait, it's clear that I don't, this is not what Rabbi Natan meant. No, certainly not the Poshib Shat Rabbi Natan. But Al Koponim, you have a Chassam Sefer who says Lahalochim, that the only Shem Akum that fossils is the Shem of a mumer who is Megarish. With a Shem Akum, that's all Rabbi Natan meant to say. Lahitzimi Libon Shel Hashayalim, who thought that any Shem Akum in the get fossils, right? That's what this, and it's the first Shuva dealing with this problem, Mamish, our problem. And he was clear, it's clear that he's talking against people who don't want to write the name only because of Shem Akum. Didn't have any other reason. They weren't talking about Nishtaka, not Nishtaka. That didn't bother them so much. Doesn't even talk about the sheep as Nishtaka. But it's the Shem Akum they don't want to mention. He's saying that's not what Rabbi Natan is talking about. He says, "Umikol mokem Shem Yahadus Tarisa leinekar afilu binekevo deino elu l'teiru." Mikol mokem im yeora. Now he's dealing. And finally, it's an afterthought. He's telling you why it's not nishtaka. Im yeora shemavorkim oisol besakneses mishaberach oimisvalim ba'ado bechol yuso oibime ibur kedeme. Racisi lahaskir shame Yehudis. In Cain, ainu nekar legamre. It's not nekar, it's not nishtaka. So he's saying, since they will use it when they're making her a mishabeirach, if she gets sick, then it's not nekar legamre. So you're right, livia hamachune leni. Now, he's saying svaris, and the svaris are also givirtus. We'll come to other things later. But I'll give you, even for the Dixam Sefer, I'm supposed to take what he's giving me as a getter of halacha. And what if I have chas v'sholem, a woman who becomes a mumeris, and now you're giving her a get, who knows why, and she doesn't want you to be mispal for her, she doesn't want you to use the Shem Kodesh. So Chassam Sefer is telling me that's neka, that's nishtaka. If she'd be makbid not to use it at some point, that would be called nishtaka. That's why I said before, I'm not sure it's b'chod the maxinohu. That the shayla of the binyan tzeiin and most of the shaylas that we get are like the Chassam Sefer. He said lo yichpas lei nevach of an insane harabi, and he never went to shul afterwards. But if you ask him what's your Hebrew name, he'll tell you what his Hebrew name is. If he doesn't remember, he'll say go ask my father. You know, ask my grandmother, ask somebody. But if they would want the dafkit to be mishakeya, the Chassam Sefer says it's nishtaka. He's just saying that in general it's not nishtaka. And again, I think also. Recently, somebody showed me a letter. He didn't know what to do. He got a get from Eretz Yisrael. It was a Svardi, and apparently the kids aren't from. The father, the problem was the Shem Ha'av. The father went to shul, apparently, eating tekufos and was able to tear it, but he had the Shem Laz, which he used for everything, and everybody knows him by the Shem Laz, and now he's sick. For the last 5 years, he hasn't gone to shul. And wrote the Masadr of this get, who didn't want to write the Shem Kodesh, but he did write, maybe we'll see later. He didn't want to write the Shem Ha'aretz. He writes in the get in the letter. Now Yisrael didn't want to be make the Masirah. He had to make the Masirah as a get, and he wanted the Shem Ha'aretz. And he writes, he's not writing the Shem Arisa because he's never going to go back to shul. He'll never have an aliyah again. So the Shem Kodesh, he was able to tell you, is nishtaka. And I read the letter. What kind of business is this? The man went to shul all his life. I mean, how often he had aliyah, I can't tell you. But he went to shul and he had aliyahs, and now he's sick. And what, he doesn't want to make him a mishaberach? So if you're worried about nishtaka, what you should have done is to tell him to make him a mishaberach. And you clearly won't be nishtaka. You want lamajain, we'll see later how long you need. You're making mishaberach, sheni v'chamishi in Shabbos for lamajain. That's more than anybody is matzrich. And how can you even have a suffix of nishtaka, even ledas a slavering, that what we're talking about, that you don't write the Shem Arisa, but go make him Shabbarach, and it won't be Nishtaka, who was all his life, he knew he had a Shem Kodesh. Now, suddenly because he's sick, that suddenly makes the Shem Kodesh Nishtaka. You can go with the Kana Hamida of Nishtaka Mikriya, but this wasn't Nishtaka from Kriya, and if he would go to Shul, remember, Chassam Sefer says you don't have to go. Constructive Kriya is enough. That's how I read the Chassam Sefer. It can't be nishtaka from Kriya, but you know what's called nishtaka from Kriya? Not from Yediyah. I had a bris, and I had a name, and I never used it, but everybody remembers how it was once, with a beard and pace, and now, I'm just saying, the harabim, I was Mizbailel. But everybody in the family knows I was Mizbailel. Nobody calls me by the old name anymore, because I insist, you call me by my new name. But everybody knows, that's called nishtaka from Kriya, and not nishtaka from Yediyah. The Chassam Sefer is telling me that if I get sick, I want a mishaberach with my Hebrew name. That's not nishtaka from Kriya. Even if I need Kriya, that's called Kriya. If whenever I want a mishaberach, I want my Hebrew name, that's called not nishtaka from Kriya. I think that's clear to some sense. Yes. And how's that? What's about a woman?
You call someone and everybody sees that he stands up and he goes up to the bima.
What about a woman? What's the Kriya L'Torah for a woman? Right. They were worried about that sniff in Shulchan Aruch. They want to be master of the Shem by giving him a leave. Okay. Yeah. They're being, because geets are so frequent, so they don't want Shilas on the geets. That's what. Yeah. Very Altus from Peg. Right?
Yeah, but where is it mentioned?
In old Achren will tell you the Nisha's Matzah for Shem with a Mishaber. How did she get the name in the first place? That's how she got the name in the first place. She got the name. And that it's problems. Again, it's nothing to do with what I'm talking about. That how many times have I had a grandfather who shows up in shul, he wants to give a name to his granddaughter. And I answer him that parents give names, grandparents don't give names. Where do I find that? I found it no place. What am I worried about? I'm worried about that what this is going to be a Shem Arisa. First of all, is he a balabos? He's not a balabos. And second of all, do the kids know he's giving a name? Well, the baby is born, who knows where? I'll go and give a name. That becomes a Shem. It's no more. I know they're not going to use the name. This isn't as if it's going to be a name that they're going to use. It was a name, they'll give her a name Sarah, and they're going to call her Sarah for all her life. What would I care? Make it be Shabir Sarah. But I know very well that they're not going to call her Sarah, they're going to call her Sharon. And now they're going to forget about it again. They're going to write a Ksuba, and what are they going to tell the Masada Kedushin? They'll ask, does she have a Hebrew name? And they'll say, the grandfather will be there. He says, yeah, the Hebrew name is Sarah, and the father.
If
you give a certificate. I don't give certificates. I'm afraid to give the certificate. Yeah, right. And the son or the daughter will raise the eyebrows and said, Taka, you gave a name? You didn't tell me. I don't know anything about this. This becomes a Shem Arisa? I mean, what's it? Yeah, the real problem is when he answers me, my son isn't Jewish. That's the problem. But that's why I said you have to ask, and how did you get the name? Not only what's your Hebrew name, but where'd you get this name from? Okay, Al Kaponim, dealing with Rabbeinu Tam. The Chassam Sefer says one pshat in the Rabbeinu Tam, and we're not the only ones who disagree about pshat in the Rabbeinu Tam. There's a Divrei Chaim. The Divrei Chaim wasn't so happy about this tshuva in the Chassam Sefer for a number of reasons. Hagam lemaise, the Divrei Chaim is chelik beis, himin kuf nun beis. Kuf Nun Beis comes the Divrei Chaim, and he says he's dealing with a person whose name was Avraham, and they called him Edel. And he wants to write Avraham Hamafune Adol with an Aleph, even though that's not our problem today. Not an Ayin. I presume it's because ordinarily we would write nothing for the Apatach, but since it's the beginning of the word, you have to write something. It can't be an Ayin because that would be Edel. So it's Adol. And if it's Adolf, it's not an Aleph. It's something else. It would be Aleph. You, the stone, Adolf, yeah. Okay, in any event, that's the. That's another point. It would be Aleph, you, Adolf. Not Adolf. Okay, so he says, he named the Sophic Ashani. Mi shen nikra larisa avro, haknishtak, mi menu, currently, al shem hamishpoche, whatever. The gam chesim chesim b'shem Adolf ule teira ein oile b'shem kiminog hamischadshim b'avinisein arabim. This was a person was a shem b'tera mitzvah. Only he's oile teira not with the shem kodesh, but yamid shlishi, yamid revi. That was a big tumult in. I know Svardin do it too. Yeah, but they didn't know the Svardin do it. Not all Svardin, but it's a I know already. The Svardim, there are Svardim Shekilas that did it. This was reform. That was the time of the reform. This was for decorum. The Gabbai shouldn't have to go ask a name, run back and forth. Atumul, this way, Yama, 1, 2, 3, chick chock, like they say in modern Hebrew. I'm sorry?
Shouldn't be Nisraish for Shem Kodesh. Not everybody had Shem Kodesh.
No, well, maybe that was the time of the Svardim. These people all had Shem Kodesh. Even the early reform all had a Shem Kodesh. In the Shemir Tzion HaNeman, their Maroches. And till then, so with the name. Just Shvi. Well, the rest are Sophis.
Why?
Why Yamit Shvi?
I think because
what's the history?
There are two things. One person got an Aliyah the week before, but he had Yortzeit this week, and he's taken an Aliyah 2 weeks in a row by their name, so they called Shvi, and they go up. There's that one, and another one is that I think guests also, they can give to the guests, and without having to get a card, so they don't know.
The kids, so they don't know. Whatever. Cyrus obviously said anything. Whatever it was. It probably came from some shamanist's little trick for whatever reason. But you also see, you'll see in the if you look in the Shemit Sin HaNemon, and maybe we'll see that too a little bit later, it's called the Ole Shem. Rabbi Yaakov Ettlinger also makes it away, as if it's, it happens in some places, they don't call up by the name. Ki'ilu, it would be a rare phenomenon. But that was in the middle of Reform, this was one of the battles that was going on. And that's what he calls Kaminik HaMischadshim B'Avinisein HaRabim. So he quotes a Radvaz, which sounds very much as if it's against the Tzam Sofer. He says the Radvaz was dealing with Maishishoya, Be'avish Volagarish, the B'Shem Shmaria, V'Ani Makirei Ze Memshon, B'Shem Machraz. So he knew him for 40 years, never knew his name was Shmari. His name was Machraz. And says, he made a drish of a chakira. I'm skipping most of this. a big healer. He must have been a poor man. They didn't give him the leaders very quickly. What's the yevil? And only the chaz knows. Umi yakirin b'shem said. The Afal Pisha calls the Harosh Kesim Gel Hashem Shmuel Amal etc. Hani Mil Bishu Nikir Benoida Bishdei Hashemis Av Mishra Gilim Bikol Loi Lom Bishem Ze Vaday Lei Dibe Harosh. She says it's Nishtaka. That's the Ratas. Ratas calls that Nishtaka. He says so. Then and he has the Bishesef yet to give two Gitin. You can't do this. So he, Luchura, is connected the Sam Sefer. Then he says, V'im Shura Isi B'Sam Sefer, Shebo Hashem Liyodai, Gabish Nikreis Narisa Leviya, Nikreis Ato Leni, Lamed Ayin Nun Yud, Shifu Leviya, the Miskri, the Miskri, the Miskaria. Leni should be, it's a toys, no? V'machadish B'Svoris Kresias, V'mechilas Kvoid Terosu, Kiravu, Vishtamitse mine divrei habeshoise, vidivrei haradaz, vigam divrei shara peskin shovi mirs Hashem lefoneinu. Okay? Pretty strong language. In the end, he said to write Avrov the Miskaryadol. He did. But, you know, this he gets through. But he's got his radvaz. Okay. Umachin is stopping, bitam rabbeinu tam. Lo main kaisu shem hamumer beget volal datoi shumach mas kedushas haget. He said the opposite of subsurf. Okay. Velochain hik shivasosu bono misvoris krasios. Volo yodano godol vegoin hador kamoyu. Ech nela mimenu divre mariku beshais the shari paiskin. Now he says his big problem is mumer. Says, how could he have missed all of those who distinguished Mumer from this? The Mumer, and this is a Marik, it's not him. It's not, why aren't you Maske of the Shem of the Mumer? What's Pshat in Rabbein Natan? Kiv and Shalok Hashem Zalikvira, and Enoch Lezeichri, Mash Ein Kain, Begair, and we'll see that a little bit later. But what's the Marik saying? And he says, Kiv and Shalok Hashem Zalikvira. I think I know what he means. I think that what he means is that this is his baptismal name. The Mumer took it and it says, I baptize you, blah, blah. That was the Shem. It was in conjunction with Avodas Elulin. So he's Zocher Al Picho. That's only because the guy went and he baptized himself with that name. Now, that's how the Divrei Chaim explains the Rabbeinu Tam. Okay. And the Hefek, we'll soon see later that a Ger who you write the Shem Akum is kosher, because he was baptized. The Ger was baptized, but he was mevatel the baptism. Right. He was megayer. He was mevatel the avodah zarah. Now here we're dealing with the Shem of avodah zarah, the Yizachar al picha. The other one was mevatel the avodah zarah, becoming Yisrael. I think that's the same. I think that's the double portion, and that's the same to the Beis Shmuel. Beis Shmuel says that he's machalik between the ger with Hashem Akum and the Mumer, because this is Hashem of Edazor, and the other is no longer Hashem of Edazor. But either way, I think that they're both wrong. They didn't learn Pshat right nor in the time. That's not their fault, because they didn't have the Sefer HaYosha. If you look in the Sefer HaYosha of Rabbeinu Tam, Simen Tov Kuf Tzadik Des, he says as follows, Dover Boru, Rubo the Yisrael Shem Yehudis Korile, the Av Al Pishachoto Yisrael Hu. Talk about the moment. Vishogur Befiko Likreise Bishem Yahadis. What's the Rabbeinu Tam saying? He says, don't use the Shem Akum. You know why? It's what you said last week. The Rabbeinu Tam says exactly, the Shem is what you're called among Jews, not what you're called among Goyim. And he's saying it's Ruba the Yisrael, Shem Yehudis Korilei. Jews will call him the Shem Yisrael. They're dealing with a Mumer who didn't disappear out there. They're dealing with a Mumer who is still among Jews. He drank a L'chaim with them, no? And they called him by his Hebrew name. We have a Mumer Yadua around here. He's got all kinds of other names. And he still signs his name Aaron. And you'll ask him, Vi Rufmanayach Vi Eisir, he'll tell you Yiddish Aaron Eisir. No, Bifi Yisroel, his name is Aaron. And that was the Mumer of once upon a time. You know, Jean-Marie, that's something else. But his name is Aaron. He knows his name is Aaron. That's the Shem Mumer. And this was the Shem Yisroel. That was the Shem Arisa. That's what that's what Rabbeinu Tam is talking about. He says, because we're not interested in the Shem Akum at all. How he's called among the Akum doesn't count. What is significant is how you call him among the Shem Yadus. That's Pshat Rabbeinu Tam saying clearly. It makes sense only because we don't include among the names the names that the goyim call them. We talk only about the Sheamus that is known by among Jews. I have almost a raya list there, but it turns out to be another source that says the same thing. Huh? The Rabbeinu Tam, the Sefer Yosher, says not because they baptized him by the name, and not because it's a name from the New Testament or who knows what. It's because that's what the goyim call. And the Jews don't call him by that name. You don't have to be masculine. You'll talk about a different kind of a mumer who the Jews called the Shem mumer, according to Rabbeinu Tam, the Sefer Hayosher. You're right. That's it's a Sefer. I didn't make it up. Now it's not the Chacham Sofer. It's not the Divrei Chaim. Is it Rabbeinu Tam? I don't know. It's Machaber and Sefer Hayosher. So are these two different Rabbeinu Tams, or is it one Rabbeinu Tam? I'll call him. That's Pshat. Rabbeinu Tam.
So in the case of Ger, the Jews were calling the Shem Goy.
I'll come to it later. But if you have a Ger whom instead of writing the Avram or whatever you call them, you wrote the Shem Mumer as kosher.
Why?
What do you mean why? Even for Rabbeinu Tam.
You don't want to call
him. Of course,
sure
if they were calling him by that
sure.
name. The ger who he's still known by his Shem Atlum, like Bismanein, you know, a guy is Megayer, he'll be able to tell you Avram ben Avram, but everybody calls him Peter. Whatever they called him before, they keep on calling him, and his friends call him that, and the Jews also call him that, unless he's who knows what, unless he wants to doctor the people shouldn't do it, but ordinarily that's what happens. The ones who are Megayer with Shem issues, it always happens. Yeah. The Ger, who
yeah.
says
no,
he's not
the Mumer.
The Mumer, yeah.
What's the shot in the Sefer Yosher? Is it because when he goes and he meets his Jewish friend, he's not makbid that they call him that name? And therefore,
what's the reality they call him Jewish name?
He doesn't care. He doesn't tell them what to call him.
Kipedis.
He has no kipedis. The Mumer I was talking about before will have no kipedis if you go over to him and say Shalom Aleichem Rebaron. He'll be very happy. Yeah.
But if he would...
And don't call him Rebbe, not the Reb. Shalom Aleichem Aaron Hamumer. No Shalom, no. Yeah.
But if he would.
My
makbid, every time he meets a Yid, the Yid calls him.
You can't be Oikar Hashem just with Hakadosh. And everybody still calls you. They don't ask you what you want. Well, so what does that mean? Not Hashem Shognai. Hashem Shognai, you don't write all together.
No,
Hashem Shognai, you know.
So
it becomes Hashem
Shognai.
The children play such games and they enter into it. I've had it. Yichud Shem Gazen. A child will say, my name is no longer Sora, my name is Leah. It'll turn out that's a cousin's name or whatever. And she won't answer to Sora. You'll have to call her Leah. And this can go on for weeks with children. They enter into it, and it becomes a reality to them. They're makbid on the name. They won't answer to the old name. No. So I'm asking you, and if the parents won't go along with this, most parents don't go along with it, so that becomes a Nechiras Hashem, because she wants Hashem to be laid. You'll take the same person, not a child anymore. Now suddenly the child is 30 years old, and the child says, I don't want to be called Sora. I want to be called Leah. And if everybody plays along, that's called the Shinui Hashem. That's what they did once upon a time, but somebody was sick. And what if nobody plays along? They say you're a Meshugana. You're not sick. You're frisch, gesund, Meshuga. And you want everybody to call you Leah. I'm not calling you Leah. I'm calling you Sora. And nobody calls us Leah. That becomes a sham. Of course it's not going to become a sham. Maybe if the sham is the shul, makes it Meshuberos for Leah. Now it's two names. And we're going to have problems which one we mock them. It's Mechule Bechule. But just because a person wants to be called by another name, if you're not mocked, it's a Hashem. It doesn't become a Hashem. He wants. The point that I was making before, that what seems to be a Raya Lista, but is really another Raya to the same point, the Ol Hashem, it's Ois, it's Klal Vav, this must be the end of Klal Vav, wherever it is. He quote something which I'm not aware of altogether. Now the Svaradim write B'chol Shum Dislay. The Mishkenazim don't write B'chol Shum. but he says Noyagim ba'Ashkenaz, that means Germany. Lichtei v'chol shum, he says, why do you write v'chol shum? Mishum da hagoyim kairim the Yisrael b'kinuim, asher in lichtev aleihem the mystery. I don't know why in lichtev aleihem the mystery. Maybe because they learned simple pshat Rabbeinu Tam that you're not allowed to be masker shem akum in the get, but it's got a shem, so I'm not ignore it. So Nikad missed the non kufa rishen. There's only a mumra at Hashem goyus, but today everybody's got one, and you can't be masked because of Rabbi Natam. So they wrote kol shum de islay, right? They. So it sounds as if you really should be writing. It's all Hashem. You really should be writing what they're calling among the goyim also, but we don't. But Lamaisi saying that we don't write what the goyim call, we write only what the Jews call. And then he asks, and he says that even if he doesn't have a Shem among the goyim, write it anyway, because you know, that was the chash the people had to write b'chol shum for everybody. He says that nobody will think it's somebody else who has additional names, because we know he doesn't have additional names, because everybody knows he's going to have names among the goyim that we don't know about. So no one will be cheshish for a shinui just because we don't know of any other names besides the ones we put in the get. Since the whole shum goes under Shem Goyus, and we don't necessarily know Shem Goyus, it's not going to be a pelotas anymore. I know somebody from Cheder till who knows when. I know all of his names, but I don't know what the goyim call him. What do I have to do with goyim? He has to do with goyim. Memele, he says, they wrote it anyway. He says, okay, and this is incidentally, it's got nothing to do with this. I don't want to digress, but I have to digress. This is where he quotes the Marit Zveikis on the Shemus. The Marit says to write Ano the Miskarya, whatever. Without a first name. Ano the Miskarya. So that's the Marit, and that's what now in Eretz Yisrael it seems to be in Shustagas. Wherever they've got the slightest problem, not the Miskarya. In some case like this, instead of leaving out the Shem Arisa, they'll think they're going to be in Tzidei HaKadol. They'll write, Ano the Miskarya, Adolf, not Ano Avram, the Miskarya, the Miskari, Adolf, Ano the Miskari, Adolf. Will be Maramis that there once was a Shem Maris. We don't know it's a Mishtaka. So that were Yitza everything by writing in the Miskarya. So they try. So comes the Ole Shem, and he says, Nire de Ein Lonu Lishakem Ulechadesh Midaitenu Nuscho Kadosha. He, you know, Bishteyadain, I know the Miskarya, the Miskari, he doesn't want. What they're doing now, and that's what this Masada did in this get, he said, Ano Ploini, bend the Miskari, and he writes the laws of the father. He leaves out the Shem Arisa, which the man was able to tear for 75 years, and they, the Miskari, bend the Miskari. Not the first time I saw it. You saw it also, but you don't remember. That was the tumul. I knew the Marit, but I knew the Marit was Ano the Miskari. And to write on Ben the Miskri, that's not all that does. I know, I who am called, that's how I speak in English. But the son of what? Of who's called? The first the who, put in the who. Right. Ben, me the Miskri, I'd understand. But Ben sounds as if his father's name was the Miskri. Ben the Miskri, that's his name. Hey, look, Shinu Hashem Godlo Mizeh. What? What? Ben Mandemiskri, one with an Aramaic. Ben Mandemiskri, that wouldn't bother me so much. That's the Marit transferred to the father. No, you're holding like the Marit, you can do this also. But he doesn't want the first the Miskri. Right. And I don't know why in these cases you have to use the Miskri altogether. I have no idea where it comes from, but today it's all of that. Whatever. Okay, so we have three separate shotim in the Rabbeinu Tam, but I started simply to show the place scheme dealing with our shaila. The first of them was the Chasam Sofer, and despite the Divrei Chaim's quoting everything he quotes, in the end he also said to do exactly what the Chassam Sofer did, not necessarily mitame. The Chassam Sofer told us why. The Chassam Sofer's reason was that it's a Shem Arisa, it's not Nishtakach because it's a Shem Akriya. What was his reason? She'll get sick, she'll want the Mishaberach, and that will be the Shem Akriya in the Mishaberach. No great wonders here. He's saying a simple Messiah. How do you call it Nishtakach? It's still a Kriya, it's what I call constructed Kriya. If I would be calling her, I would be calling by the name. I go back to what I said before. There are people who have no names. The Rebbe has the Rav gets Naliyah. The Rebbe doesn't get Naliyah, doesn't make her Mishaberach. What, a Rav makes his wife Mishaberach every Shabbos, makes his wife Mishaberach every Shabbos. I don't. So the Rabbonim didn't make their wives Mishaberach every week. They got Aliyahs. Misnagdim also not. I also make one Siyah. Rosh Hashanah, the Gab, I guess, a whole list of names. And then the role of even Schnodders. Okay. Oh, yeah, not all different, all together. Okay, fine. Not in Young Israel. Young Israel is also. Okay. Okay, what's the feeling? No. The Balabatim also don't need anything.
No.
All right, okay, so fine. So there are all these people who there's no Shema Kriya altogether. What, you're going to tell me that's Nishtaka? The Nicham Yehoshua is going to tell me I can't write the name. I have to write Rebetzin again. I mean, that's good enough for Shem Kal and Shem Chamesa. You can't write a get that way. Elamai, Al Kochach, the Nicham Yehoshua, hold like a Sam Sefer. Constructive Kriya is also Kriya. They'll ask somebody, and if you would call the Rebetzin by her name, what name would you call her? So they'll tell you what her name is. Everybody knows what her name is. And then Mishaberach, Chalila, which is a Kippetorin, in Leide, we'll make her Mishaberach with her name. She'll chasu shol and get sick, we'll use the same name. That's the Shem Akriya. Okay. That's the Samsung. That's why the Shem Arisa is in Nishtakach, because all these people would want Mishaberach with their name. And what about somebody who never goes to shul when you get sick? He doesn't ask anybody to make him Mishaberach? There, I think you need a different time. And we can start with the Shemar Tzion HaNeamah. It wouldn't occur to him. I won't say wouldn't want. It wouldn't occur to him.
Never
go to school,
don't know what
school
is.
Just, yes, it's a, you know.
Yeah, but if you ask them, they're sick, and you ask them, I'm going to school to make a Mishaberach, what's the Hebrew name?
They'll ask you, what's a Mishaberach, what's a shul?
I'm going to pray for you, what's the Hebrew name?
Yes, you'll put it that way, he'll answer you. But he didn't know that there was a shul, and he didn't know there was even a name, and he has no friend like you who wants to be misspelled.
He
has no friends.
Unfortunately.
That's Rav Nissen Arapia, there are such. So, sorry?
The role of Jews in America.
Yeah, unfortunately. So the Ol Hashem was, he discovered the Shemar Tzion HaNeamah, and the Shemar Tzion HaNeamah, there are several articles by Rabbi Yankee Bettinger. In the first one, he says he was answering the Rov Kila Kadisha Vormis, I presume it's worms. Vermeise, that's Vermeise, no? Okay, so they called the Vorms. Shenegi Losa Islach Ale the Beishemis, one second, the whole business. And the Kurian, they say, and he says, the Kurian, they did with a German name, and he says that Zesh kvar shonim rabbis nohakti v'nidin hasheil lichtoiv beis hashemis beget. What are these beis hashemis? Shem hamishpoch, he doesn't mean the last name, as the Oyel Hashem carefully puts b'seirugim. He means Shem hamishpoch, the one they gave after the nifter whom they gave the name. That's the Iker Shem. V'shem ashkenazi tofel. He wrote Reuven, the Miskeri, Adolf. That's the end of the first letter in the Shemar Tzion HaNeamah. I'm sorry, he wrote a Mechuna on the Shem Laz, and that he writes without timing the Mukim. That's what I didn't know. Actually, Shonim Rabbis, right. Then he says, then Ra'isi, somebody who disagreed with him in the Shemar Tzion HaNeamah. Chasvishom lasiskein, litin lad lepoishim. Shemiskabin liyis kachol agoyim. Liyay shmom nizkar beget. Okay?
You see?
The same thing that some say for the same business. They didn't want, they didn't, frumkeit, they didn't want the shem las in the get. So, okay? So he says, finally goes down, he says, Nir leniyas daiti. This is now the Shem Ritzi, and this is Bianchi Vetlinger, who is now in a later article finally explaining what he said. He says that you want to tell me, Kamiras mishaberachu kedaim vavshel nikru beirak ma'at mikol mokul nikru shem shnishtaka kiven shelachatchila loinitan rak lidvorim ho'ele. That's what everybody quotes. It was given for this purpose. What? Yeah. What do you mean shnishtaka? I only gave it to you for this. That's all it's for. The k'meishikosafti la'rav abad kiyuk dizavormas. Vechein im vegam im b'mekayma, he has to bavarin himself because he said they gave it for the mishaber for aliyah l'teira. Vegam im b'mekayma ein kirinais l'teira bishmoi, only yamid shlish revi. Haloyim yovin l'mokam achre shakirin l'teira b'shem yimer zeshmi im kein loy nishtaka Hashem. He says, you know, this is only some of these little places they don't do this. He says, Kikasha Akshir Rakbi Gulilis Makimis Ma'atim Hu Shen Dog okay. Vulokain Tav Shloilahaski Viksub Rakshem Zekim Shnifa Bloshna Kedish Ul Shem Dvar Mitzvah Niksub, you only write this name, but Neget you can write both names. Okay? So in the Shemitzi Anemon you now have a Nusvar. He says that it was Almanaskain, they gave it in the first place. And if that's what Almanaz came, they gave it, then we don't need any further source. A little bit different from the Sam Sefer. The Sam Sefer calls it a constructive Shem. They'll use it for Mishabera for whatever. And he's saying that they gave it only for Aliyah Latera and for the Ksuba. So that's why I said a little bit before, I'm not sure before the Maxinohu. You'll have the same person and he'll get never had a bar mitzvah. And he had a wedding, and they wrote an English ksuba, They wrote whatever they wrote. They didn't write anything. So you see that he was mafkia it from what it was there for. It was there for a specific purpose, and you were mafkia it from that purpose. I'm not sure that the being seen applies in that case. Again, that sounds to me as if it's a little bit more complicated. That's. The Shem, he writes the mystery. Or the Mchun, I'm sorry.
He says he's both,
right? You're right. From Hamachun Eidol. Okay? That's the Shem Ritzin. And incidentally, I left out. I have one Shita who I think just doesn't know, like the ones who refuse to write. And that's the Chidushi Anshei Shem. The Chidushi Anshei Shem seems to learn Pshat in Rabbeinu Tam Kipshutoi that you can't be Mazkir Shemachul Minigir. If they have anybody to base themselves on, there seems to be a Chidushi Anshei Shem who says that. We'll come to that in a second. We'll say that in a second. The Chidushi Amshei Shem is in Gitnes, in the back. Now, there's another source. So far I have a Chasam Sefer and a Bein Tzion, and the source seems to be a little bit different. Then there's a Tshuvas. Hungarian Ksidim, all of them. In America they don't. They got from here. They weren't so from Hungary. I don't know, but they had Hungarian names.
Yeah.
And so what? So you have to know that this is a different Metzius. You're now dealing, you're in Germany, you're in America, and everybody's got these names, so it's a different world. There's another one. There's a Tshuvas Ha-Hor Hamor. He wrote Osher Hamchune Anshel. That was his original name. Osher, they call him Anshel. That was a nickname. Fine. Osher Hamchune Anshel. V'nishtake. V'nikra v'fi kol Anton. Everybody's calling him Anton. Or Anthony, I don't know. Loi havi nishtake legamre. Why? Sharim yov ilave saknesis liker b'teira yikra uhu b'shem harisha. That, I think, is the Chassam Sefer Mamisha. What's exactly the same thing he's saying? That if you want a mishaberach, I'll use the name constructive use. And this Nebuch, this old Svarbi, who's too sick to go to shul, he'll have a refu shlema, he'll go, of course, he'll want an aliyah. He'll make a birchas hagaymul, they'll give him an aliyah, and he'll be oilu bishmai. So, I mean, that's clear. It's in the Haramor, it's in the Chassam Sefer. Then there's Ole Shem himself. I think Ole Shem has a difference for it. Not the Chassam Sefer, and not the Binyan Tzion, but a difference for it. He was dealing with somebody whose name was Eliyahu, and everybody called him not Eli, apparently. Kinoi, it's clearly Kinoi of Eliyahu. Eli. And nobody remembers Eliyahu anymore. Says the Ole Shem, Nishtak Elohavi Elo Kishem Acher Nishtake V'nichtav Acher Tachto. But in this case, Kula al miyadish yesh l'shem acher b'kodesh, since everybody knows that Eli isn't the Shem that you give a baby at a bris, so they may not have known that Eli is a kinyan of Elio. It's not like, not Eli. Eli, everybody would know. But Eli knows what's a kinyan. But they know that that wasn't the Shem Arisa, such as you see again, and suddenly it says Elio, ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha- had to have some Shem Kodesh, and therefore you can't call it Nishtaka. So he's saying now a totally new svara. He's saying that why is Nishtaka possible? Nishtaka is possible because not this man. You're calling this person Reuven, and I know he's Shimon. If you write Reuven, the Miskari Shimon, and he's not Reuven, then because Reuven was Nishtake, I think there must be somebody else out there who's got two names. It's called Reuven and Shimon. This person's only called Shimon. He's not called Reuven, says the Holy Shem. But with the Shem Laz, in our generation at least, if I write the Shem Laz after the Shem Kodesh, so everybody knows that this man had a Shem Kodesh. This isn't called the Shem Kodesh, it's Nishtake. It sure is Nishtake. What difference does it make? I'm not going to be toyed to think that this isn't the Baal, because I know that the Baal doesn't have a name other than Anton. It's not true. You know he has a name other than Anton. You just don't know what the name is. Since everybody who's got a Shem Laz also has a Shem Kodesh, you won't think it's somebody else. Therefore, even though it's Nishtakach in its ears, but that's not called Nishtakach in Din. It's a little bit, it's not what the Beis Shmuel said with Rocha and Rechline, or Malia and Malka, that the old Shem is in the new one, the old Shem is not in the new one. But what he's saying is that here the Chesorin of the Shtaki is not a Chesorin, because everybody knows everybody's got an English name, also has a Hebrew name, and suddenly you see the old Shem Arisa, which is the Shtaka, you know it's not going to passel, because nobody will say it, somebody else. You know what Nishtaka b'mitzius. Nishtaka b'mitzius makes no difference. This is the broadest svara and covers the most cases. Because not everybody knows there was a Shem Kodesh. Well, you may be a little bit ahead of me. I'm still a little old-fashioned.
Maybe so that most, I don't want to say most.
I don't know.
Maybe so that most Jews in America will have a human name.
The most common Jewish name given that sort of Michael.
Most common Jewish name.
Certificate.
among Jews, yes. That they don't tell you what the Shem Kodesh was. And they don't tell you that the Michaels were called Moshe also. Yeah, of course, the most common name was Michael. But that may well be that the most common name was Moshe. Because every Michael they called Moshe. Or Meir, I don't know. Could be. I don't know the Mitzvahs. But you see, now you have to be down on whether the being, whether the
how
the
is it different from?
Yeah.
Even if the majority, 51% have Hebrew names, at least the rabbis assume that 100% have Hebrew names.
No, I don't think you have to have 100%. I think all he's telling you is there's no chesor in the nishtaka. For that, I don't need 100%. He's saying zil bosa taima. Why is nishtaka fossil? Because everybody says this isn't Reuven the Mitzri Shimon. I know him. His name is Shimon. He never had a name Reuven that he had 50 years ago, and everybody forgot. I think it's somebody else. I think that there's still enough people who have Hebrew names that his svara remains, because every time I see an English name with a Hebrew name in the get, I don't think it's somebody else, because I know this is Bava Yisrael Rabbi. There are lots of people who had Hebrew. Yes. You know when it will become a problem? When everybody who has a Shem Kodesh doesn't have a Shem Chol. It's quickly becoming that. And all of those out there who have a Shem Chol never had a Shem Kodesh. So why should I think it? But until such time, I think it's still, what he's saying, I think, is still Mustafa. It's not going to raise my eyebrows. I'm not suddenly going to think he's not Anton, just because I see in this piece of paper, this Geth, he's got Avram. So what? I knew him as Anton, but I know lots of Antons are called Avram or whatever they're called. That's because I never knew his Hebrew name, but I know that there are Antons who have Hebrew names. Therefore, I don't think it's somebody else. It's not a Reyes.
Is it Max Avram himself, or is it Avram that the more hopeful
Anton? He's writing Avram. Avram Hamukhune Anton, and then he's writing Hamukhune Anshul, and then he's writing Anton too. Yeah, Anshul's also in the same. Only complicates it by talking to Anshul. But yeah, he's writing both names. He's writing both names. And the Ohel Hashem himself says that when you do all these things to make sure that you write the Shem Arisa first, not simply because it's a Shem Yikir, but because that everybody who reads it understands that the Shem is Anton. Only this must have been the Shem Arisa, and I didn't happen to know about it. If you write the Miskri on the Shem Arisa, it's not true. He's not Miskri. You can't write it. Nobody calls him that. That would be a sheker. If you were to write Anton the Miskri Avram, he's not a Miskri Avram. That was Nishtaka from Kriya. But yes, but they all put it first because they think it's the Iker. They're playing Iker and Tofel.
Right.
The Ohel Hashem's not playing Iker and Tofel. He's playing Emes and Sheker. It's not a Demiskeri. So you can't write Demiskeri on what's not a Demiskeri. Also, I can't write on Mechuna on somebody who's not a Mechuna. It's not a Kinu. No one calls him that way, a Kinu. Then, in the...
Even worst cases, they come here and they say, I know I have a Shem Kodesh. I don't remember what it is, but I know my name is Arjun, and I insist as a rabbi, you give me a Shem Kodesh that fits with Arjun. So what do you do then?
I've had such things. I said, find yourself another rabbi. I mean, Kansas. You know, people, you know, they, whatever, they want a Hebrew name, they want this, they want that, they want to be able to tear with even, they want to Shabera. I mean, unfortunately, she died recently. But my Gabbai had a mother-in-law who was chronically ill, Bala Tshuva, and the mother-in-law wasn't the Bala Tshuva, and for years, he was making the Shabera a June Bas Poli. She never had a Shem Kodesh. They asked me if they should give a Shem Kodesh. I've had others. That's the name. Give the name if I can. But yeah, Gandhi. The first, forget the Mishul to get. I want the Tefillahs to work. That's not a Shem. What's this for?
Yeah,
there's a Tshuva in Rabbi Kiveger. It's a Meiridik Tshuva. I mean, if I wouldn't have seen it, I wouldn't believe it. But it's the end of Tshuva Lahalacha. And he answers the shoyel, and you wrote to me to be mispal, and the chayla wasn't misrape. Ulai mishke yesh b'shem imai. Yet he was tailing shem imai. Ulai mishke. He got the wrong name, so of course it wasn't misrape. Give you the right name, misrape. Yeah, that's Rabbi Kiveger, right? Not a chassidish
shemai. The person insisting, the Bible said his name.
What?
The person insisting. I want.
Shinui Hashem, we'll worry about some other time. When your mother-in-law comes and asks for a Seder, Shinui Hashem, I'll worry about whether we will be Rishan or we won't be Rishan. The first thing I'll ask her, and you're going to send out notices to all of your friends that from now on they should call you whatever name, or they're going to keep on calling you with the old name. Now, the Shinui has to be Tefis also. No, what's... All right, no. The same... All
the people try to insist, all the bottom try to insist, that when they have a Shem Koil, that you should convert it to Shem Koil, the
right.
The
problem. We'll see. We'll see. The problem is that I'm not worried about this old yidness that's not going to get a divorce, right? So the tefillahs will be moil. So I want them to be moil, but I'm mechuyev to have a fight with a son-in-law over whether the tefillah is going to help or not. My problem isn't the day schools. That's where the problem is. They come and the teachers think it's a mitzvah chassidus, shlishina, shemam. Everybody's got a constitutional right to Hebrew name, so we have to give you a Hebrew name. Whether the parents are going to use it, whether they're not going to use it, whether you're going to use it, you're not going to use it, but as long as you're in the school, you're going to have a Hebrew name. That's when they start the shilas. That's when the problems come. And later she comes to get married, and the rov is, in the Sadeh Kedushin, doesn't know b'minei l'smoilei, and he writes the Shem Kodesh, and he doesn't write the Shem Chayel. So first of all, I've got a problem whether she's got a kosher exuba, and then you go to write a get, and go to Oksidisha, and they write the Shem, I don't know what they're writing here anymore. He doesn't want to write the Shem Chayel with a kinoi. So I don't know what he's going to do. You're only making me problems. Is this an ishtaka? Is it not an ishtaka? Should it be written? Should it not be written? More than tsaris I don't have. Who needs it? Who needs the frumkeit?
This seems to be like according to the pshat that the shame ishtaka means shenekar of inevit l'gamre vein zayt alamri. That as long as it's not that you that's the swara, that as long as it's not ein zayt alamri, because we know that
the question
sure
is fine. That's why I started. First of all, I have to know what's nishtaka. And now, if nishtaka means mikri and not from tziva, is not from yediya, is this called nishtaka from kriya? The one that I gave you in day school. remember Shem Aris is tefis a different mokum. Yeah, the Shem that I gave you because for a couple of years some stupid teacher decided that she was going to call you this. Who else? Your chaverim didn't call you this during that period of time. Is that, what makes it a Shem? Just because one person called you that? A Shem Arisa, that was the Shem Arisa for everything. That's the Shem Iker V'etzem, what's the lotion? Shem Arisa, the Shem Iker V'etzem. Well, this is somebody decided to call you a name for a short period of time. So it becomes the Shem. I would ignore it totally and completely. I wouldn't mention it. I wouldn't even put the visker in. I would ignore it. No, it's no worse than, I'll use the other shameless, it's no worse than Kanichosoy. I'd rather have Bikosha to the Evid than try to be Ezekiel around by Makatile, to write whatever the names were, and forget it, because all this is going to create problems. But, people out there aren't doing that. And so it's a Chumr Dos is the Kula. I mean, who needs it? Could be. Piskei Tshuva takes it for granted that Shakur B'Binyan doesn't mean to be covered.
Right.
So Mel, you come with the Bishmuel and you'll say that meant that in Loshni Chazal, Evan Shishrakoi B'Binyan doesn't mean covered. That's clear. So you're dealing there, Vesachnish. But all right, fine. So you're taking the Bishmuel and trying to understand that. Well, I'll leave it to Bishmuel.
What's the getter of Shem Arisa?
What's the getter of Shem Arisa?
Today, let's say it's not the grandfather. The father comes to Shul and gives it a name, but he already gave it a different name and the birth certificate and everything.
No.
Shem Arisa, I think, is from Arab, she was called by that name until she grew up, and then she picked up another name.
Yeah, for everybody before the Binyan Tzion, that's what a Shem Arisa is. And the Binyan Tzion says that a Shem Arisa means the name you gave the Goren Shabbat.
So, in those cases, case is you don't even have Shemarisa.
That's my whole point. You're in the day school case.
No, not even day school.
No, who cares?
The father gave the name.
When the father gave the name in Shul. No,
why is it Shemarisa? Shemarisa is
the baby
name
was
that
born
was
on Sunday. He comes the next Shabbos. And even if he filed the birth certificate, if he can't he filed the birth certificate on Tuesday, they come Shabbos, he's making the Shemarisa. That way he knew. It was used. The baby Shabbarak for the baby. No. And now they're going to write. Now they're going to write it in their ksuba, and they'll make her more mishabeirach to miyatz Hashem. That's it. That's what it was given for. No? But the Ole Shem I think is a third sheet altogether. Fine. Now it is also in the Ole Shem, in the end of this little piece, he says, and all of these cases where you've got a Shem Arisa that nobody's been using, and he thinks that you should use it because the psul of the staka won't be here. But he says more or less of me yestay, you give a get basara. They still give you some basara. He says he asks who asara to be at the mesiras aget, and you should then say yikarish may be Israel with the shem harisa. Ais be'enai roisi, not with asara. Rav Henkin Zecharim Lavracha, he always wrote the shem harisa. But he asked for the passport. They didn't have a passport, so he took a driver's license. And on the driver's license, he wrote the Hebrew name. He wrote the Hebrew name, and he told him, keep it.
Back.
It's back,
the
front.
The back
what's the Hebrew
name? For a name change.
No, name change. Nothing. It was before it was laminated. And he told them that he should preserve it with his important document, that this is your Hebrew name, and keep it. No, Lahavdol. Levi Ogishek, where the Hever Gedisha tells the Nifters of Kadegin, this is your Jewish name. Keep it and remember it. This I didn't see, the Rabbi Margolin, even those years, told me that he had before, on occasion, given a patch on the table, the Kari Shmei Yisrael. There weren't Asura. There was never Asura to get.
Why did they make him Mishaberach?
Why? Because the Mishaberach also, it should be Matzah, which is Mishaberach alone. So the child of how long to be Matzah. The Yud says you have to be Matzah Hashem for Lamed Yom. He himself says that the Nolit Shem, that you don't need Lamed Yom to re Matzah your name, or Shem Atzmai, Shem Eir, Shem Ovid, Lamed Yom. But your own name, or to be remaxic an old name, you can a lot less than Lamed Yom.
Do you want to do next week?
I don't see a clock in front of me. But one point before I finish, I can stop. I was going to talk about something else, but the Ole Shem, I have a riot to the Ole Shem, so I mean that I want to get in. I think a riot to the Ole Shem is the same taz that we began with. The same Bishmul that we began with, there's another part. He says, No, the Bishmul on the side. Where was it? Lamed Zayin. After he says, Nishtaka Posa, he says, Ubeger HaMegarish. I referred to it several times. You can read it inside. Kosa the Nishtaka Shem Goyis, the Kosa Shem Goyis, Kosher B'dievet. What's going on here? What does this mean? It was Nishtaka Shem He just told me that Shem Anishtake is apostles, if you write it. And he tells me with a ger, not only am I allowed to write the Shem Goyis, but the ger HaMegarish, if you write the Shem Goyis, it's kosher, b'dievet, u'luchur temua, al-vemes le-kosher midi, g'b'shem Yisro, yeshchai Shem Reins, HaMegarish, aval-acherhu, sheshmoy kachu, aval-shem Goyis, ein l'shum bar Yisroel. What's he saying? This is Mamish, the Ole Shem, word for word. He's saying that the only reason Ishtak is possible is say it's somebody else. This is a Ger, and I know he's a Ger, because the same Bishmul says that if you don't write Ben HaForma Vina Ben HaGer, it's possible, because he's not a Ger. So the Ger had to be Muha Mitoyeche, that he was a Ger. And if I write Ploini Anton HaGer, even though it's a Shem Shen Ishtaka, no bikasha to anybody. Everyone knows that Ger has a Shem Goyis. He had a name once upon a time. So what's this different from all the Shem Arisa? He's saying that the Shem Aris is never Nishtaka because everybody knows when you see the Shem Laz that he had to have a Jewish name. It's Mamish what the Beis Shmuel says with regard to a Ger who you write the Shem Goyis. Everyone knows that a Ger had a Shem Goyis. You're right, it's not Nishtaka. It's the flip side of the same thing, but it's Mamish the Ole Shem. I don't need any other Svaras, particularly since this is the biggest of the Svaras. It's the broadest. And it's the Beis Shmuel, no? Ain't nothing to do with it. Okay. That's you say next time. What's so much?